More and more documents keep coming out about Jeffrey Epstein, and everybody is so anxious to know who's in there. Why do you care? In where? What is this about for you? What is this about for the people who are insisting that you have to know?
The Chris Cuomo Project is supported by All American Assets. Why? Because you need somebody to help you make the decisions. What do I do to get away from the markets? Should I just put my money in a tin can? No. But what you can do is hold physical gold and silver. And I'm not just talking about burying it in a chest like some pirate. You can put it in your 401k. You can put it in your IRA. Most people only think that you can get stocks, right? You know, maybe some bonds or something like that. But you didn't know that you could invest in your retirement accounts with these types of investments. Hard silver, hard gold. All American Assets offers a wide selection of different gold and silver products, all delivered right to your door or to a depository in safe, discreet, fully insured packaging. And if you got a 401k from a previous employer, or if you got an IRA, an IRA, you can just roll it over into physical gold and silver. You can also make a purchase with cash and fund your account by sending a check or wire. Now is the opportune moment. Start investing in precious metals, safeguarding your savings against these volatile markets. Visit allamericanassets.com for your free gold and silver investment guide, or go and call 888-390-2522. And you can learn how to turn your paper savings into gold, literally. Again, 888-390-2522, or visit allamericanassets.com.
I'm Chris Cuomo, and let's take a look at what's really going on with the Jeffrey Epstein intrigue. Thank you for subscribing and following here at the Chris Cuomo Project. Thank you for checking us out at News Nation, 8 and 11 p. Eastern, 5 days, every weekday night. We've been talking about this, but the question is, why do people care? Now, what's the obvious reason? The best reason. The victims, the survivors, dozens of young women, young, 15, 16, 17, okay? There are allegations that put them even younger, okay? Put in compromising positions, assaulted, worse, by Jeffrey Epstein. And they had to come forward. And they had to live this, and they have to survive it. And that matters. And that takes you to, well, okay, so why do we care now? Epstein's gone. Here's why. Who knew? Who helped? Now, those are very legitimate questions and worth asking. But here's the problem. Is that really why people care about this? I don't know. To me, there seems to be an equal appetite to that one, at least equal. What is it? The prurience and the political advantage and the gotcha and the conspiracy game and the deep state game. It occurs to me that Jeffrey Epstein has become like this article of convenience for all kinds of agendas. And I'll explain why. And an interesting thing is, when I say this, the people who say to me, wait a minute, you're saying this isn't really a client list and there isn't going to be one. Don't you care about the young women? I think those are the people that don't care about the young women, because otherwise they wouldn't be telling you that you're going to find a client list. They would know there is no client list. Okay? Jeffrey Epstein was a scumbag. He was a bad guy, a monster, and a felon. Okay? That is all demonstrably true. But he wasn't a madam. He wasn't running some house of ill repute with a client list and a book and all these names. How do we know? Because the investigators have been trying to nail his ass and anyone around him for years and years and years. Oh yeah, but they're deep state. You can't trust anybody anymore. First of all, that's bullshit, okay? American institutions are flawed like everything else that human beings touch. But the idea that you can't trust anything that's happening unless it works for you is as hypocritical as anything else. Okay? And if you look at the people who are telling you that, look at when they don't say that, okay? And they wind up being the same people. All right. We have to go at Trump. We have to go at Trump. You know, no, don't go at Trump. It's so wrong. It's such an abusive process. Flip the R and the D. Same people saying same shit, opposite now. How could you go after Biden? It's such an abuse. We have to go after Biden. Those people are also playing in this Epstein game. Now, if you're doing this because you want to see these young women get justice, have accountability, have money to heal, you had 150 who were approved for a payout from a settlement fund that was involved here. You have dozens who are tied to Jeffrey Epstein directly. But are there more who knew? Now look, is it crazy to suggest, yes, there should be? I'm with you. But the idea that this is a mystery doesn't wash with me. Why? Because everything that's being released went through the process of investigation. And I'm telling you, the idea that these people don't want to go after bold-faced names because they're too powerful, and the proof that that's the truth and not what I'm suggesting is that Epstein was murdered. All right, let's look at that. Was Epstein murdered? The idea that you have to prove that he wasn't murdered is a very difficult trick, and in fact, is a trick. Well, don't you know cause of death? Yeah, they found it. They said he hanged himself. Oh yeah, then why'd the cameras go out? That is very much in dispute. And even if they did go out, how do we know that they went out intentionally? Can you prove that they went out intentionally? Oh, well, that's not fair. They should have to prove the camera's supposed to be on. Ah, now you want it both ways. Just like everything else, which is always to be a red flag for you. Well, when they looked, they saw his body. They said that he was, well, that one other guy came out and said that the marks didn't match. Oh, okay. So because that guy doesn't agree, which happens all the time, that means that the other people were lying, right? Well, no, but they murdered him. Okay, but there is no proof of anybody murdering. Well, that's because the powerful people kept it quiet. Oh, okay, but there's no proof that anybody kept anything quiet. Well, but that's how it works. Ah, okay. I think you're at about a standstill there. Now, I'm not, because I don't accept that analysis. Oh, yeah, but you're naive, legacy media, establishment, elite, MSM, whatever, whatever. Forget about the fact that that is poppycock. I've been doing this a long time. I started at Fox, went to ABC, went to CNN. I'm now at News Nation. You know what I've been all the way through? An outsider. Why? Because I was seen as a member of a political family. I couldn't be a journalist. I had to be a Democrat. And then when I started doing the job and I didn't do it that way, then I got rejected by the left, called somebody who you had to be careful. He's trying to grind, you know, make his bones by coming after us. So the assertion about me, I've always been a disruptor of what's going on. I've never been a favorite of the insiders. But again, this is not about fact. It's about people saying things to make you feel a certain way. So don't trust me. Okay. But trust logic. Okay. Trust logic. So Jeffrey Epstein was murdered so he wouldn't expose the big bold-faced names who were part of his scheme, right? Part of his disgusting attacks of young women, right? I mean, that's why, right? Okay. So who else would know? Did the secrets die with Jeffrey Epstein? That seems highly implausible. A guy as sophisticated as he kept no records of all of this blackmail information? Well, yeah, he probably did. That's why we're looking at the info dumps. Oh, the same info dumps that all the investigators looked at, decided to ignore, but are now going to show you so you can see that they ignored it? Does that even make sense? Oh, so that there's a lot of stuff that they're keeping from us? No, not that I know. Maybe it's happened before. But again, I believe in Occam's razor. Look it up, OCCAM. I believe in straight line analysis. I believe in looking at what makes the most sense. For instance, when someone dies, it is most likely that the person who killed them knew them. Why? Because that's usually how it happens. The monster scenario, the bump in the night, that is an exception to that. So you look at the people who knew them best. And that is usually what's going to happen, unless you have a crime of circumstance, necessity, economics, whatever. So how do we do that here? They killed Epstein because he knew things that could hurt the powerful people that we want to bring down. Why? Because we love that. That's why. Oh, no, it's about accountability. Please, please. If you cared about accountability to power, you would find it a lot of other places than resting on this Epstein. This is a great item of intrigue because of the unknown. Who would kill Jeffrey Epstein? Which powerful person? I hope it's a Democrat. I hope it's a Republican. I hope it's Trump. I hope it's Biden. Whatever. Okay. They killed him and they hid his secrets. Then explain this to me. Why is Ghislaine Maxwell alive and well? Why? She doesn't know? The one convicted for helping him set it up? I know it's on appeal. I know that she was cleared of one allegation of having participated, but there are a lot of other ones that she was convicted on. You telling me that she had information about who else was involved and they didn't kill her, but they killed Epstein in a jail? That's not easy. But they didn't kill her for the same reason. Why not? Next question. Why hasn't she talked? This socialite lady is going to spend the rest of her life in prison and she can offer up names that would get her out of it maybe completely and she doesn't? Because she's too scared. You ever meet Sammy the Bull Gravano? I mean that figuratively, not literally. People take care of themselves no matter how big the risk. Okay? But she didn't have any names to offer? You see what I'm saying? Well, then why are you covering it? All right. Fair. Two reasons. Three reasons. One, because you care, okay? And part of the job is engaging your interests, all right? Now, you can say, no, you're supposed to tell people what they need to know about what matters. Look, who am I, your daddy? All right? If you're interested in it, there's a very good likelihood that we'll be exploring it for you, okay? There's one reason. What's a better reason? Because a lot of young lives were affected by this. And it seems like people should have known or did know. And it wasn't just him and her. Okay, so what am I missing? Ah, that fuels the interest. And I think that's legit. Now, I find it very, very interesting, though. I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. That when I question that, look, you're not going to get a client list. Oh, Cuomo doesn't care about the women. No, I do. That's why I don't want to distract with some nonsense to play into the prurience of the gotcha game of finding a bold-faced name to see how closely we can tie Bill Clinton to be a pedophile, which seems to be some resurgent interest in Bill Clinton of now why is he relevant again? Because he knew. Then why haven't they come after him? Because he's too powerful. So then show me. And why isn't Maxwell going bad on him? She's too scared. That doesn't wash. That doesn't wash, okay? She doesn't seem to me like someone who's going to take a bid for Clinton for the rest of her life. I don't buy it. All right? This ain't the mob. Oh, it's more dangerous. Whatever. I think you got to get out of jail free card here if you could finger that Bill Clinton was part of this or anybody else. And these faces that we have to keep seeing on screen, sometimes my own. Leo DiCaprio? Cate Blanchett? Because he told somebody once, this guy Epstein, this scumbag, that he knows them? So now they've got to have their, I don't know who their PR people are, but man, you're doing a lousy job if you can't call up these outlets and say, you better take those pictures down. This guy said once, he knows him now. Now he's up there like he's implicated in the situation. I don't know who's doing that job, but they better do it better. Why is that okay? Oh, because they knew him. Well, doesn't it matter how? You're defending Jeffrey Epstein. No, he's a scumbag. You're defending the bad guys who were with him. I don't know who they were. But I'll tell you what. I didn't know the guy, but I did know the kind of guy. Tons of money, tons of access, tons of free shit. Those components, those ingredients can create a salon effect. It happened with Madoff. It's happened with lots of people. They got a lot of money. They're buying the drinks. They're throwing the parties. The celebrities are going to come, because it's like it's almost like a game of telephone, you know what I mean? Or it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We're like, oh, you're going? Well, then I want to go. He's flying you wherever he wants. He's paying, for this kind of patronage, right? How did Trump wind up knowing him? Two reasons. One, connections, right? He knew a lot of people with money who might want to invest. Trump loved being around them. I don't care what he says. That's the truth. And what's the second one? Free flight. Doesn't he have his own plane? Whatever. Mar-a-Lago to New York. He was on his plane. I don't know anything more than that. Oh, I'm sure that he was. Yeah, well, I'm not. okay? And I don't need to fake an allegation against Trump or Clinton or Biden or any big-faced bold name or Obama or anything just to have a legitimate basis for criticism. I don't have to make something up. You don't have to make up that Trump was a pedophile that went to this place, although that's one of the few things he hasn't been openly accused of in court, to have a critical take on him. And I think a lot of that kind of BS prurient interest is what's driving this. Because think of it logically.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you know that I take my health seriously, right? I'm an aging athlete. I'm dealing with long COVID. That's why AG1 is a big part of my game, and I have been taking it for many years. Why? Because it's one and done. I don't have to worry about the combinations. I don't have to worry about the price the same way. It's so much less expensive than taking all these things separately. And it's the deliverability. It's just a scoop and a glass of warm water for me, but you can put a scoop of it in whatever you want. And boop, down the hatch, and that's that. People ask me all the time, AG1, do you really take it? Yeah, it's all over my house. And I've been drinking it for a long time, and I think it works. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I trust to have as part of my routine every day. So, you want to replace whatever you're doing now? Start AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Done With Debt. This is a big one, especially in America, man. You need Done With Debt. If you're one of us who's addicted to credit, you need Done With Debt because you're going to bed thinking about how much you owe and what the minimum amount payable is and what are you going to do and you're never going to get out from under it. And look, is it your fault? Yeah, in part, take responsibility for your spending, but also the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans. It's almost impossible to pay off your debt once you get into that cycle. Insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. And that's why you need Done With Debt, because Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you deal with debt faster than most of us would think possible. Done With Debt analyzes your debt, gives you options that you'll qualify for. Done With Debt knows how to reduce bills, cut interest rates. They've got skilled staff at Done With Debt that will negotiate, figure out how to get better deals. So here's how easy they'll make it. Go to donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com, and start getting out from under the problem and toward the solution. You got debt? You need Done With Debt.
Do you believe that you're going to have information in here of people who knew about Jeffrey Epstein and what he was doing to these kids, and they never got examined by investigators? You think investigators want to deal with that? Well, what about the redacted stuff? It's a good question. And you got to keep pushing about it. Now, most of the explanation at this point has been what? They were minors. Or people who were found to have, you know, you don't want to expose them to this because they don't deserve it. And again, most of that was minors. So, well, then why do we keep going through it? Because I'm not saying it doesn't matter who was close to Jeffrey Epstein. I'm saying two other things. One, I want to know why they were close to him. Did they meet him at a political fundraiser? Did they go to dinner with him? Did they take a free flight? Did they go to a party? That is all different than, no, they knew. All right. Now that's legit. Again, if they knew, when does it become a crime? Okay, that's, it depends. It depends on what they knew and how they knew and what they did. Okay, not only with that knowledge, but their own actions. And again, I don't buy into this, that the fact that people weren't prosecuted means that there's a fix in effect. I think that that is not just toxic thinking, or as we used to say, dangerous. That's dangerous. Then everything became dangerous. But I just also think it's cheap. You know, it's like too easy. It's like I think you were there. I wasn't there.
Oh, prove you weren't there. Prove the non-existence of a fact.
It's cheap, okay? And I see a lot of that in this situation, okay? Not surrounding the legitimate and what should be the universal concern is who was involved in hurting these kids. That's absolutely legit. And I do think that it's worthy, you know, if the information is able to come out, which it is, to look at it and to see if there are people who are closer to him than they have said before and why, are they just doing it out of embarrassment? Was this after what happened in 2002-08? When I will say, I remember it, and I will remember that the guy did a pretty good con job of telling people it was one person and lied about her age, and he came up with a cover story to try to get back into it. And it kind of worked with some people, at least for a while. Well, who were they? I think that's really legit. But what are the real questions driving the interest in Jeffrey Epstein? And I think one of the clues is, why are so many on the fringe right loving this? Why is that? And is it just a coincidence that it seems to dovetail, to overlap with so many of their favorite targets? Democrats, the elite, the powerful, the establishment, or whatever all these things are that if, you know, when those people enter that same space or have the opportunity to, all of a sudden it becomes not such a bad thing. But they're targeting all those things. And that seems to also be the boxes that are being checked here. All done under the cover of because we care about the young women. Really? Do you really believe that that's what it is? If it was, I wonder if all the same questions would be being asked that we're asking here today. Why is this blowing up? Because it plays to this growing suspicion of how the system works. This rich guy got taken out because he was a dirtbag, but who else was a dirtbag? More and more, I don't know that more than ever in my life or anything, I'm very slow, and you should be too, about extremes and grand statements. But to be sure, we have a growing skepticism, if not cynicism, about the functions in our society and how things work and whether they're on the up and up. And I think there's nothing wrong with being skeptical and holding power to account and making sure that our processes, especially the administration of justice, maybe more than anything else, is above reproach or any real reproach. So if we're looking at these informations that are being released to expose that the investigators didn't do their job, well, isn't it kind of a fool's errand? Do you really think they're going to release anything to us that proves that they screwed up, especially if it was on purpose? That's not likely. Well, then why are people telling us that we got to look at this? Because I think it's fueling a lot of agendas and clicks, which is really important to a lot of people now. Social media, the dream is that it'll give you more access to information and that you will be less susceptible to being deceived because you'll have more access to a broader array of ideas. And that's beautiful. That's great. That's why I'm so against censorship in any form. Even what seems like virtuous, which is don't give a platform to this. It's so ugly. It's so bad. Like what's happening with Substack with Nazi speech. It's so disgusting. What they say is so demonstrably false. Don't allow it to be said. I know it's not easy to say this, but maybe you're making it more powerful that way. Maybe you just put a link to what proves that this is bullshit every time somebody puts it up.
Oh, but that's more difficult than...
Oh, whatever. That's too bad, maybe. But I do think you should ask, why are the people who are running with the Epstein stuff running with it? Are there legitimate reasons to? Absolutely. There are questions that should be answered. But the idea that something's going to come out in this that'll prove that this was a conspiracy to kill Epstein to protect Bill Clinton or some other powerful Democrat or Republican or whatever, who cares, is highly, highly unlikely. You're certainly not going to see a client list. It's certainly not going to change things for investigators because they already saw this. So why would people be suggesting to you that more people are going to go down when the people who took Epstein down or wanted to and are now going after Maxwell and took her down already saw all this. Why are they playing you for a sucker like that? There's nothing wrong and there's everything right with caring about who victimized kids. I mean, I think that's still something that we can all agree on, right? But is that what this is really about? So ask yourself, why do you care? Is it because someone's telling you to? And if so, that's okay. That's commonly a way that you may initiate an interest in something. But why are they coaxing you? Why do they want you to care? I think it's really important to start looking at things that way because more and more people are just accepting. It's an interesting psychological phenomenon that because people want to reject what they're being told, they're looking for an alternative that often they're blindly accepting. Isn't that ironic? That you want to get away from something that you think may be trying to deceive you, and as an alternative, you choose something that may be inherently deceptive. Now, I'm not trying to make you paranoid. I'm trying to make you caveat emptor, buyer beware, okay? And you should look at a broad array of things. You should do your own homework. You know what the problem is with that? Easy to say, hard to do, especially when something that you see or read or hear is satisfying because you want it to be true, because it sounds like it should be true. You'd be happy if it were. It's very, very seductive. So what are the real questions? Did anybody else know? Are we going to know from this dump? Maybe we'll get introduced to a universe of a population that we didn't know before. Oh, another clue that I knew that this was going to be weaponized happened years ago when all of a sudden I was on his plane list. Like people would say, like, I don't know what plane list that is. I never met this guy. Like, you know, I don't know what this is about. But I realized that all of a sudden there was currency in that, connecting you to Epstein. And all of a sudden they started beating up Trump for it and then going after Clinton for it. And to me, then I began, this is what it is. Here's the latest device. Here's the latest Pizzagate or whatever it is. The only problem here is you had real victims. You had real people who suffered. Literally 150 people were approved for payment from a settlement fund. Dozens have been connected to Jeffrey Epstein and in his vile wickedness of crimes he committed on young women. And a court found that Ghislaine Maxwell was also a felon, also involved in the abuse. Who else? Why wouldn't she say? Why wouldn't they bring in more? Okay, you can ask the question, but the idea that there's a hidden truth, I think it's just a way to be clickbait. What do you think? I'm not saying I'm not covering it, but it's about how you cover it, what kind of questions you ask, and why. And the idea that saying, I don't think you're going to find a client list, I think a lot of this is hype, means that I'm not involved in caring about the women? No, that's a bullshit criticism to shut down my skepticism because the opposite is true. I do think that's a legitimate interest. So it shouldn't be subordinated to this bullshit gotcha game of trying to play mystery theater so you click on their sites because they have a source. What do you think? I want to know. There's no question that Jeffrey Epstein is a story that was worth pursuing 100 times over and that how he died. It's like one of those questions like, where'd COVID come from? And in both cases, you can get the answer, okay? But it's going to require, in both cases, that people in power hold people to account and make a show of proof. I'm fine with that. But I'm not going to buy it as the basis of some conspiracy. Because when that happens, you got to look at why people want you to believe what they're telling you. It's a really important question to ask, especially these days. But you tell me, what do you think? I'm Chris Cuomo. Thank you very much for subscribing and following. And I got to tell you, very much enjoying that people are getting involved in the Substack. You go there, you don't have to watch ads, and you're going to get a lot of content that we're not going to have on other platforms about things that are important to me, personal to me, and I think may matter to you. Thanks for checking out News Nation, 8 and 11 p every weekday night. We've been doing Epstein, and when it matters, we will. But there are a lot of things that matter, but nothing matters more than this. We got to be in it together. We got to get past left and right and worry about a response that is a return to reasonable. Let's get after it.